Previously on Algoa FM.
All right, Algoa Country, time for Mythbusters, and tonight is all about real estate, right? So maybe you're wondering about when is the right time to buy property. Perhaps you're investing in property right now, but you have a load of questions. I'll tell you, I have the perfect person here, and I'm glad that you're here as well, as we bust some property myths with someone who has over 15 years experience. She has helped countless families find their dream homes and navigate the complexities of buying, selling, letting, and even investing in properties. I'm talking to the one and only seasoned real estate agent and founder of Mint Real Estate, also a really good friend of mine. I'm talking to Mercy Mangena. Welcome to the show, Mercy. How are you?
Wow. Hello, Kia. Hello, listeners.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, girl. It's great to be here.
I'm so glad that you're here. You mentioned that you just came from the office just now, eh?
Yes.
So it was a late night?
Late night, girl.
Yeah, this is your life. This is your life. We're also talking about your radio voice as well, off air, you know.
Please get me a job.
No, I'll talk to some people. I'll talk to some people. Mercy, I'm so glad that you're here with over 15 years of experience in this industry.
Thank you.
Where did this journey start for you?
Well, I was a bored housewife. That's the honest truth.
Sure.
And I had like 3 young kids.
Yeah.
At some point, it was a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 1-year-old. So really, there was no way I could go to work and expect someone else to look after them. And a friend of mine suggested, why don't you try real estate? It's very flexible. You can work flexi hours, still attend your kids' activities. And that's how it started.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And here you are 15 years later.
Yes. Got there, fell in love, never left, and never will.
Wow. I love that. Founder of Mint Real Estate here in Gqeberha as well.
Yes, yes. We're on Cape Road.
Uh-huh. How long ago was that?
The Cape Road story?
Yeah, like you opening up.
Yes, our second year there.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
39 Cape Road.
There we go. So our listeners came up with 3 myths or questions just about, you know, buying your dream property, just the pros and cons when it comes to that. Okay. So I kind of want to get into those. And the first big myth that we got is that when you buy property, location is everything. Is this true?
Oh, location. Okay. Definitely location is a crucial component when you're buying property because it significantly impacts things such as, you know, how you get to work, how you commute to work, how convenient is that for you?
Yeah.
Security, like how secure is the area? You know, some areas have really high crime rates, you know, here in South Africa. Access to amenities such as shopping centers, malls, schools, hospitals, etc., etc. Location also affects your resale value. Should you want to sell your property again in the future, if it's not in a very nice area, you might not get a very good value for it. So if you're someone that's doing it for investment, location is very key for you. And lifestyle. I mean, there's a certain lifestyle you get in a certain location, and there's a certain lifestyle you can't get in certain places.
Yeah.
So really, that's what location is. However, it is not the only major factor that's to be considered.
Yeah.
You know, you also need to look at things like the condition of the property.
Okay.
Is it in good condition? Is it in mint condition?
Yes. I love
it. Is it habitable? You know, all that. And pricing in relation to the area. Is it priced correctly? Is it priced right? Because, you know, sometimes people want to do renovations and they overinvest and you overcapitalize. And should you want to sell, you can't get the price. You can't get your money back because of the area that you're in. There's some areas where there's actually like a ceiling where you can't go above when you're trying to sell your property. And yeah, like I've just said, some areas have potential for appreciation. You know, like your property will appreciate in value if it's in a certain area. For example, if you take a house in Summerstrand, it'll cost a certain amount. If you take the very same property, go put it in, sorry, North End, for example, the value is not going to be the same. It will cost way more in Summer Strand than in the North End area.
Yeah.
So location is important, you know, it is important. But at the end of the day, I would say it's a personal preferences, because a lot of factors do come into play when you're making your decision.
Yeah.
So it's just about finding the equilibrium between location and other factors that really matter to you as an individual.
I love that we're getting specific as well when it comes to the actual locations, you know, just knowing how that'll affect the resale value. Because another specific myth that we got is, you know, buying property, you need to buy it at the right time. Is there like a good time to buy property? And I mean, when is that exactly?
Good time to buy property, bad time to buy property. I'm in real estate. Every day's got to be a good day.
Okay.
Every day's got to be a good day
to
buy.
So that's a myth thing. It's not true.
Well, not really. But for me, you know, there isn't necessarily a best time, you know, to buy property.
Yeah.
But again, it boils down to the individual, you know. But it's governed by, say, it's in relation to the market conditions, basically. Let's put it that way. Like the economic climate matters, the political environment, all those factors come into play. But the best time to buy is when the market is slow.
Okay.
Like currently, the market is slow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we say we have what we call a buyer's market.
Okay.
So when we have a buyer's market, that is when we actually have a lot of properties on the market and not so many buyers. So if it's a buyer's market and there are lots of properties and not so many buyers, that gives the buyer leverage to negotiate more for lower prices. So that makes it a buyer's market. And the reason why the market is currently like this is because the interest rates are not so favorable at the moment.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, they're not very favorable. So you see, you'll see that probably you bought your property, you're paying a bond of, say, 7,000 rands, and probably now you're paying 11,000 rand.
Mm.
That's quite a big gap, you know. Yeah. So a lot of people are putting their properties on the market so that they can sell them. So you end up, it's about, supply and demand. You end up with a lot of properties and few buyers, and
Sure. And especially when you're mentioning now that a lot of people are putting their properties on the market, I feel like I see this also in commercial properties as well, you know, like maybe I'll see a specific business that used to be somewhere in the mall, all of a sudden they moved out, you know. And I wish we had so much more time to go into commercial property as well, but one of the biggest myths that I got about this commercial property is that it's riskier to invest in that compared to, you know, investing in residential property. Is that true?
Okay, let's just quickly differentiate the two, commercial, residential.
Yes.
So commercial is mainly your warehousing, your office space. We like to call malls retail, but they can also fall under commercial.
Okay.
And then residential is obviously where you live, where she lives, where we all live, residential areas. Yeah. So we, I mean, people would like to say that commercial is riskier because it's bigger values, you know, like it's big numbers that are actually involved. But investing in commercial property typically involves different risks compared to residential. But whether the risk, whether it's riskier, it depends on various factors, you know, such as market stability, like how stable is the market? Like, just think about this during COVID times, what actually happened? A lot of shops closed, a lot of offices closed, and then companies actually realized that people can work from home, you know, and still be productive. So that's the way things were even after COVID. A lot of offices didn't open and they actually turned into residential places. They were turned into blocks of flats,
That's so true.
Yes. That's what's actually been going on. And those that did go back to the office, most offices now have a hybrid system or a hot seat system where you've got a desk, but it's not your desk. So someone else, 20 other people can come and use the same desk.
Sure.
So it depends how stable the market is really and how stable the tenants are. During COVID, a lot of tenants, especially in malls, they moved out.
Exactly.
For example, you look at Bay West Mall, became very empty. It was for sale, just got bought last year.
Sure.
So it depends on how stable your tenants are as well. and how long they sign leases for. Mm. But I mean, these days also with online shopping, you don't really have to go to the mall. So a lot of shops have just decided to do their thing online.
Sure.
Yeah. And I mean, there's also property management that comes into place.
Yeah.
Was the tenant mix done properly? Do you have the right anchor stores? Is the property being repaired, maintained properly? How's the security? You know, and all that. Yeah.
Mm.
But ultimately, I would say both types of investments carry risk and suitably depends on factors such as your tolerance risk, really, you know, and investment goals and the market conditions. But, you know, diversification across both residential and commercial properties can help you mitigate risk in your real estate portfolio.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm. That makes a lot of sense. Now, before I let you go, because I really wish that we had more time to kind of get into this, where can we get a hold of you? Because I think you've put me at ease when it comes to buying property, because I know I want to invest in property here in Abeja, you know, and I'm pretty sure that we have some listeners as well that like to invest in property right now. Where can we get a hold of you?
Okay, we are currently on 39 Cape Road in Mill Park. We are situated between Ring Street Spa and Five Way Spa, very close to KFC. You can't miss us.
Yes, I've been there. I've seen it. I'll go a country. You won't miss it.
Yeah, and can I give out my number?
Absolutely, yeah.
You're more than welcome. Please keep my phone busy on 072-4242-103. I will repeat that for my convenience. 072-4242-103. I hope you wrote that down.
Such an easy number as well. No, we won't forget it.
Yeah, no, you can't. No, you can't.
Thank you so much. Mercy Mangena, seasoned real estate and also founder of Mint Real Estate. I'll repeat her number one more time. 072-4242-103. I got it right.
Got it.
There we go. Thank you for joining us, Mercy.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.